Seattle Public Library's distinctive downtown central building turns 10 years old this Friday. Love it or hate it, you can't miss the distinctive glass structure with its honeycomb steel exoskeleton.
Even a decade after it first opened, people still flock to the library. It's kind of a tourist attraction, as our colleague Marcy Soma discovered when she went downtown last week.
It's a couple minutes before 10 on this Friday morning. A few dozen people are standing on 4th Avenue outside the main door to the Seattle Public Library Central Library building. What do you think of the building?
It's amazing.
Yeah?
It's a great building. Yeah. I remember when they opened it, my wife and I, we came to just to see the building pretty much.
Yeah, I come to the building primarily for a place to hide out from my other office so that I can do work that requires me to focus.
We came to see the library because I work downtown, but I've never been to the library, so we thought it would be cool to have a family day and come to the library.
As soon as the library workers unlock the front doors, everyone files into the building. Just past the desk and the helpful volunteers, a neon green bank of elevators waits to ferry you up to the mixing room. That's where computers and real-life people will help you find what you need. That's also where a fast escalator will whisk you up past the computers and the 900,000 books to the 7th-floor reading room. In this glass-enclosed area, you can look out at Elliott Bay or at the surrounding downtown skyscrapers. You kind of feel like you're floating in the clouds. Rem Koolhaas gets the official credit for designing this architectural icon, but an army of designers and engineers made his vision a reality.
My name is Joshua Prince-Ramos, and I was the partner in charge from OMA.
OMA is Rem Koolhaas's Dutch firm. You can thank or blame Joshua Prince-Ramos for Koolhaas landing the library job in the first place.
We found out about the project because my mother called me and said, you know, that I think it was on a Friday there was going to be a mandatory meeting for the design of the new library. If you didn't show up, you weren't allowed to submit, and this was a Thursday. And so I ran to the airport and caught a flight and got to Seattle 11 hours later on Thursday, went home, slept in my bed that I grew up in, and then came and put our hat in the ring for the design.
He was only 29 at the time, and he felt a lot of pressure. He remembers,
if we screw this up, I can't come home. My mother will be stoned in the grocery store. There was incredible pressure.
Right after they won the contract, before they drew even a single sketch, the architects toured libraries around the world to see what worked and what didn't. They also held meetings with all the Seattle stakeholders. One thing they heard was, we want a library building, but we also want a community space that welcomes everyone.
Downtown American cities, the best real estate is almost always private, i.e. the tops of buildings. And we thought, because this was going to be a vertical building, that there was not only the opportunity, but maybe the responsibility to create a really amazing space.
Ramos looks down on the area they call the living room. Library patrons are sipping coffee, leafing through magazines, or chatting with their friends. It makes him happy to watch all kinds of people enjoy themselves here.
Unfortunately, I think many architects see their buildings as objects that are imposed upon by their users. You know, and by example, I beg you to open up any architectural digest in the history of architectural digest and point to a picture with a human being in it.
But this isn't his favorite part of the library. If you ask Joshua Prince-Ramos what he likes the best, he doesn't point out the views from the reading room or even the four shades of red they chose for the meeting rooms. Instead, he'll give you a kind of wonky answer about the tensile strength of the honeycomb steel that holds this building in place from the outside. What's gorgeous to him is an eyesore to some people. Ramos doesn't care.
Beauty is a fool's game, because it is truly in the eye of the beholder. Some people think libraries should look like this. Some people think libraries should look like Carnegie libraries. Some people think that libraries should look like something else. You're never going to please everybody based on beauty. And so for me, the happiest moment was to see people coming in, looking at the building, either going, oh, that's amazing, or oh, that's ugly. The day it opened, I actually sat outside on 4th Avenue watching people leave. I watched them come in, and then I watched them leave. And I spent the entire day. And what made me happy was that whether or not they liked it or not aesthetically coming in, they came out and said, that was exciting.
That's Joshua Prince Ramus, managing partner from the Dutch firm that designed the downtown Seattle Public Library. He spoke to Marcy Selman.
Library celebrates the building's 10th anniversary this week with a series of public events. From KUOW, this is The Record. I'm Steve Scherr.